Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. So I am so excited to introduce you to our guest, Gina Trimmer. And if you want to hear more about her life, there is an episode that we've done with her before. But I want to give you a little bit of insight into the Gina that I know, because I'm actually friends with her in real life. Wait, can you say in real life if you've never met somebody before in person? I don't know. We talk on the phone. I feel like that qualifies us as friends in real life, but maybe not. Anyways, Gina is a mom, a wife, and she is a podcast host of the podcast Revitalized Womanhood. And she, like, her mission in life is literally to bring women together and show them the massive potential that they have. One of my most favorite quotes from Gina is that, moms, you are the CEO of your home and you need to treat it that way. And I just think that is so cool, because do we often think about it that way? No, we don't. And she'll dive more into it. But I'm so excited for you to learn from her, because we are talking about how you decide what you are truly needing in life right now and how you are going to communicate those goals. Because oftentimes you feel like, I need something, something is missing, I could enjoy my life better in this area, or maybe I'm just not feeling very happy, things aren't going the way that I want them to, something's missing. And we're going to talk about how you can work through that. But then the biggest part of this is, how do you communicate your needs? Because often we may think we need something, but we don't know how to tell the people around us that we are needing that. And Gina has some great actionable tips. She came with a pages of notes for you all. And Gina is the person I call when I need a swift kick in the pants of someone being like, nope, we're not going to think that way. I know what your goals are. This is what we're doing. But she's also the person that I'll call when I just need to celebrate really, really big, because I am my biggest cheerleader and Gina's also my biggest cheerleader. And I love that. And I want you to have more women in your life that are that way as well. So I think you're going to really, really like this episode. So anyways, I think you're going to enjoy it. Dive on in. All right, ladies, welcome back to another episode. You already heard my intro with Gina, so I'm not even going to like reintroduce you, because you already heard the intro.
I'm back.
But we're laughing over here because we were literally just going at it. And she's like, press record. You can't talk about this and not hit record. So we are just going to dive right in, going back to your, because they already heard the intro. They already know what's going on. So literally what you just said, what did you just say? Repeat.
Okay. So women, when they finally get to me and my community, or they finally get to you and your community, I think that's a huge step, because on the other hand of that is the person before that, the woman before that, that even though she's got these things happening in her life that are uncomfortable, like painful periods or not being able to communicate to her husband or having anxiety or depression or not being able to set goals and keep goals, whatever the thing is that is, what is it when it's something's in your life and you feel that like elephant sitting on your chest, right? You know, it's not good. You know, you don't like it, but you just kind of, you don't want to face it. You don't want to think about it. Well, I think because the thing under the thing under the thing is that women, we have been so conditioned over time to, and I'll get into this more later. I've got it perfectly written down here in my outline for you. But we've been conditioned to shut our intuition off. So A, we're not even listening to ourselves. We're not even checking in with us. We don't even know what our needs are. We just kind of like drifting through this life. But two is we don't feel like we deserve the care. We don't feel like we deserve to be thought about as much as we're thinking about all these other people in our lives. How much do you think about your kids? How much do you think about your husband? How much do you think about your girlfriends? Like, would you ever make a date with one of your girlfriends, a coffee date, and say, okay, I'm going to be here at this time, and then you don't show up? No, never. You would never do that. So why are you doing that every month when you have a painful period? You're ignoring the fact that now this is something that's come up. You've set a date where something's going to happen and you need to prioritize going to the doctor or doing something. But we're so willing to put ourselves on the back burner for these things. And like, what's the term? You're wearing this badge of honor that you're doing it so selflessly. And it's like, what? That's insane. That's what we've been conditioned, is that we're doing it selflessly. We're doing it because of, out of love for the other people in our lives. Don't put that on them. Don't put the fact that you may have cancer now of your ovaries or I don't know what, and all of a sudden you're like, well, it's my husband's fault because he never supported me in going to the doctor to figure this out. My husband legit just said to me again for the probably fifth time this year, I think he's really getting nervous about me getting old, but he's like, you need to go and get a checkup. You need to have all the blood work done. You need to have them check your liver and check your kidneys and check your, he's like, I think you drink too much. You need to check your liver. No, just kidding. But he's seriously saying these things because there does come a point where he's looking around at all these kids and going, you can't die. I don't want to be left here doing this by myself. You have now contributed into this life we've created, and I don't want to do it by myself. So you need to prioritize you. So until this mm-hmm. kind of stuff happens, we don't do it. Mm-hmm. We can get back to the basics here, but that's where we were in that part of the conversation.
I think it will... How we got into this conversation is we were talking about how we brush off all of our symptoms until like they smack us in the face. Like I had painful periods for years. Like I literally go back to when I first got my painful period or first got my period. And my mom told me like my period cramps were to prepare me for child labor. She's like,
which I get that. And in no way, shape, or form, is it comparable?
No, but I was like, okay. But strangely enough, like my period cramps were so bad that it wasn't until I like reached 6 centimeters with my first kid where I was like, oh, this is actually like more painful than my period cramps used to be. But I just thought I had to put up with that. I thought I had to be like, it was just part of being a woman. And it wasn't until I was diagnosed with fibroadenomas that I was like, wait a second, like I need to take charge of my health. And so it's like, why we have all these red flags always, like we have all these red flags with our health, with what's going on in our life. And we just turn a blind eye. It's not actually there. I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist until it literally like smacks you on the ground. And then you go, mm-hmm. oh, maybe I should have paid attention to that when it was like not a mountain.
Well, that's like what I'm saying is I had a very dear friend of mine from, I mean, we've been friends since we were 5 years old. He was the neighbor across the street and his wife just died of cancer and left him with 4 babies. And it's like, I wasn't close enough to the situation, but if she would have gone in sooner, would they have caught it? If, you know, you run these scenarios through when you finally hear these things. And even though that didn't happen to me, that really affected me. And so like you're saying, it's those things. But with our mothers and what we've been taught previously, it's because that's what they had to deal with. That's what they knew. You know, it's it's all of this, like I said, we've been conditioned to rely on the information that's given to us. And so if your mother before you, that's how she was taught, and her mother before that, that's how she was taught. Because before that, there was nothing. There was snake oil. Like, did they even care about women's stuff? No. Up until the 1990s, they weren't even separating research between men and women. Like, women were men. Mm-hmm. Up until the 90s. That is insane.
I know.
My OBGYN, she's, what is she? No, she's an, anyway, whatever. Midwife something that's in my OB's place. But she's the one that just told me that. She says, up until the 90s, that's when they finally thought, oh, maybe we should look into women's health differently. And I was like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That's insane. That sounds insane, but it's still.
To look back and say that, it sounds insane. Like, mm-hmm. I know we keep using that word, but it does. But it's crazy that's how backwards we are.
That we thought it was okay.
Yeah. It's like, what on earth? But that also goes to show, too, like, how hard women need to fight for their voice to be heard by their doctor. But then also, sometimes, like, pick your battles. Like, if you are having issues in the hormonal world, and I'm going to be honest, I'm probably not going to go to my doctor. I'm not, like, I may go to my doctor initially to make sure nothing serious is going on, as in, like, do I have cancer? You know? Right. Yes. But then I'm going to go elsewhere, because, like, they are trained in pharmaceuticals, and they are trained for acute situations. So if I have not reached the acute situation, aka like cancer, or cut my arm off or something like that, that's not where I need to go. That's not where I need to go for the support. So I want to circle back, because I want to talk about figuring out your needs and communicating your needs, because all the time, you said it very well, my husband doesn't support me, or my husband would never go for that, or I can't do that because of my kids. And why? Mm-hmm. Have you even talked to them about it? Right. Or are we just putting words and thoughts into other people's mind based on our perception? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to be quiet now and let you talk.
Well, first, I'm going to hop back to where you were, because I have a story. I went to my family doctor, and who notoriously already had not even misdiagnosed my husband in something, but wouldn't even diagnose. My husband kept asking for all of these tests to be done, and he kept saying, you don't need them, you don't need them, they're expensive, blah, blah, blah. And my husband was just advocating for himself, luckily, and finally got him done. And he felt so good when he got to walk into that man and say, this is what I had. Goodbye. Do better, right? But the same doctor I went into, and I had really, really terrible lower back pain. And this is when my second baby was still in a car seat. So obviously lower back pain. I can see where he comes from with what he said, but it was very unprofessional, and I will never go back to him again, obviously. But he said, this is normal mom pain. Lower back pain. This is normal mom pain. And I will preface this with, I am very physically active. I go to the gym every day. I focus on my core. I focus on anything that I think, okay, if my core is strong enough, I won't have lower back pain, right? Guess what I was missing? Pelvic floor health. And that's what I needed help with. This was my second baby. So I'd already had one, not knowing all of this great information about pelvic floor health. Now I've done baby two, don't know how to recover from this. And now I have this extremely painful lower back pain. And he says, this is normal mom pain. You have two kids. Bye-bye. And I am only now, have had my third baby, and I've since learned about pelvic floor, but now talking about having my fourth one, actually seeing people to work with them about this. And I actually did an episode with her. Her name's Ashley Sorensen, and she is a pelvic floor specialist and counselor. And it was funny. I didn't even realize it until she said one of the symptoms is lower back pain. And I went, wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is the problem. So anyway, yes, I'm with you on that. So now let's jump back to what we first got going on this riff when we were talking to each other the other day was, how come women, even when they come to me, even before, you know, when I'm trying to get them to come to me and my community, are saying, my husband wouldn't go for this, or he wouldn't see this as something that's beneficial to me in my emotional, mental growth as a human being. It's not worth putting money towards that, right? And then from that, even further, deeper level into when they come need you, when they need you, when they've got this physical, like, absolute need for this information. But then again, it's, well, this is the cost, or I couldn't even talk to him about that. You know, we're not communicating these needs, but that's not anybody else's fault but our own. So this is what I dive into in my community, and I've got these lists here. So first, before I even get into any of this, the biggest thing here is you have to know what the problem is that you want a solution to. You have to be able to communicate. Men are very, let's just take this back to the language of men. So I have a good friend, Trina, and she teaches the language of men. And men are very, for the most part, right? This is obviously generalities. Somebody has this feminine husband that is so loving and caring and intuitive, but for the most part, men are very, and I have three boys. You have boys, I have boys. Men are very basic primal needs. They want food, they want water, they want sex, right? They are very basic primal. So it's like when you're out in a forest and you see a deer or a buck drinking water, you're not like, that's so unnatural. No, they just go to the water because they're thirsty. That's like our husbands. They don't look around the house and go, oh, the trash needs to be emptied, I'll do it. When we ask them to do it, they're fine to do it, but they don't think like that. Or if you're in the kitchen cooking dinner and your kids come in and start rummaging through the cupboards for snacks and you're like, are you kidding? I'm making dinner. Can you wait? Like 10 minutes, can you wait? They can't. They really don't think about it. They don't have that in them. They have a need, needs to be met, so they do it. So for us, we don't. And I love, my favorite example is, how long do you go when you're doing things and you're busy cleaning the house, taking care of the kids, whatever? How long do you hold it and not go to the bathroom? I will so many times be like, oh, I can get this sink of dishes done first. And then like, I'll get to the point where I'm like, oh, I forgot I even needed to go. I better go to the bathroom, right? Women do that all the time. That is the most basic example of how women put off their needs. That will make you sick. That will make you physically sick, but we don't care. And it's the most easy thing to do. We still put that off. So now think about how hard it would be to do the thing with like painful periods or, you know, horrible migraines, managing your cortisol levels, like things like that, that is like, oh no, that's going to take way too much. Like, I can't get into that, right? So first you have to identify the problem, because if you can't communicate this, then there's no way in heck that your husband or whoever you're trying to communicate it to is going to get it.
HCC is something that you have heard me talk about often because it has been studied in over 30 human clinical trials, but you may not know exactly what HCC is and where to get it and how you would incorporate it into your life. So I use the HCC from Quality of Life, and I've been using them for over 2 years now. I've been using them in client protocols for myself personally and for my kids. So finally being able to partner with them is very, very cool. So thank you to them for sponsoring this portion of the episode. When it comes to HCC, it is a patented blend of mycelia, which are the roots of medicinal mushrooms. And what's really important is that your AHCC, A, you're getting it from someplace that
is following the patented blend. That's important, but it also needs to have a low molecular weight. And I know you kind of go, what on earth does that mean? I get it. It basically means the lower the molecular weight of a substance in supplements, the easier it is for your body to actually be able to absorb it. So again, this is why I love Quality of Life's AHCC. And the reason why I started taking it is because it's an immune modulator, and it's a really big support for your nervous system. So for me, that meant it expanded my nervous system capacity so that I could handle stress easier. My body bounced back easier from stress. It was more resilient. And with immune modulating support, if my immune system needs more revving up, it can help you do that. Or if it needs calming down, it can help you do that. It's one of those things that is very generally good for most people and is extremely, extremely supportive to any type of health routine that you've been utilizing. I have had so many clients use this in their protocols, and it's just been amazing the benefits that they have seen. It is extensively studied, and like I said, it's used in over 30 human clinical trials. If you know anything about supplements and the studies that are done on them, the fact that it has 30 human clinical trials done on it, it's insane. That is how good this is, okay? One of the things that I love, love, love about it is that it supports healthy cells throughout the body, including cells in hormone-sensitive tissues such as prostate, breast, ovaries, as well as the cells in the liver, the stomach, and the colon. So this is a great, 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 great immune punch support in your body. I use AHCC Platinum from Quality of Life. They have a few others. You can do AHCC Gold, which is a lower dosage, and then AHCC RX, which are soft gels with an even lower dosage as well. So like I said, I use the AHCC Platinum. I'll even open up the capsule for my kiddos into some applesauce if there's like some immune thing, sickness going around and they need some extra support. And I utilize that so, so, so often. I myself take it daily. So you can go to qualityoflife.net. You can get AHCC. You can use the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 15%. Again, that's qualityoflife.net. And their AHCC Platinum is the one that I use. Use the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 15%.
So the importance, I've got three tips here for both. So three tips of how to identify your personal needs. And first is listening to your intuition, which I talked about earlier, is we've shut that down. Like we've been conditioned over time with social media. And like my mom, when she was doing the mom thing, she would have like Becky down the street to compare with, right? She wouldn't have this. She got her information from her mother and her sisters and like one block radius of women. Like my casserole has to be better than Becky's down the street. That's it, right? She had this radius. We have this, the world is now speaking for us as women. And it's like, oh, so I'm not listening to what my body's saying. I'm not checking in with myself. I'm not going into me and sitting and thinking, oh, I don't like this. Oh, this doesn't feel good. Oh, this does feel good. Oh, why doesn't this feel good? We're looking on internet going, why doesn't it feel good for you, Stacy? Oh, Stacy doesn't feel good because of this reason, right? So that must be why I don't feel good. No, that's why Stacy doesn't feel good. You need to check in with yourself. So the first thing is listen to your intuition, figure out how to check in with yourself and get quiet with yourself. And one of the things I love about that is, do you remember the happiness tracker in the sisterhood?
Yes.
So the happiness tracker can work in two ways. It's being very, very, very mindful and intentional about, in a 24-hour period, you have a piece of paper next to you and you write down all of the things in your day that make you happy or bring you joy. Like for me, it's waking up early, making my coffee. That brings me joy. Putting on a cute outfit to go to the gym. That brings me joy. Like things like that. And it's silly things that we don't think about as bringing us joy because it's things we're just doing in our day. I've got to do it. I have to put on clothes to go to the gym. I have to have my coffee or I will die, right? So it's not like stopping yourself and saying, this will bring me happiness if I recreate this over and over and over again. But if you stop and write these things down, it does. Now, on the same sense of that, flip it over. And on the other side is your, this is me sitting in the suck. So what do you not like doing? What makes you have that elephant on your chest that's like, oh, this doesn't feel good? It happens to be maybe that time of the month. And you're like, I just want to stop living because I can't even move. Or you've got a horrible migraine. Or your energy level is so depleted by 2 o'clock that if you don't have more coffee, or if you don't have a stimulant, you're not doing that right. Or if you can't have a regular bowel movement, you guys, like, think about all of the things in your day where you just, it happens. So you don't think about it because it's just what's happening. It just is. But when you stop and get into yourself and think, well, it's not just it is. I mean, someone else probably can go to the bathroom normally. Someone else could probably fall asleep easily and stay asleep through the night, right? These are things that are not just normal. These are things that maybe you should look into. So now you've got your one side of the happiness. Yay, brings me joy. Let's recreate these. And you've got your one side over here of the sitting in the suck. So let's look at why these are happening and figure out how we can make them not happen, because they don't need to. No one ever needs to sit in the suck. So do you want to go on anything? You want to riff on anything on that?
No, I'm just sitting over here nodding.
You want me to just take it away?
Well, when you were saying,
welcome to coaching with Gina.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I'm like, yes, just keep saying this, because I just really resonate with the listing the things out, like sitting in the suck. That's a great way of putting it. Because why do we think that, like, that has to be our life? Like, why? And I know I say that with, like, capital letters, but I literally want to know why.
Because
it's like, I think part of it is that you don't realize that there is another option out there,
right?
Because I cannot tell you, like, all of my ladies who have, like, gone through hormone reset program, they preach about it. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh my gosh, whoever will listen to me talk about hormones now, I'm going to talk about them, because they feel so good that they're just like, everybody would want to feel like this, right? But the thing is that you have felt so ick for so long that you don't even know what feeling great is anymore.
Right. So good. Well, and if you compare that to how I said, that's, yes, I 100% agree with you on that. But back to what I said is, we're lazy or scared of the commitment, because constantly, this is what I hear in my community, or before they even come to my community, or why they won't come to my community, is, I just have too much going on. I legit just read my testimonials in my website, and one of them was, I just thought, I can't even fit another thing in my life. So now if you're telling me I need coaching from Leah, and she's going to tell me all these new supplements that I need to start doing, and I have to shake up my routine, I can't have my coffee first. I have to have a glass of, you know, like, I have to have my adrenal cocktail first. I don't like that. I'm a creature of habit, even though I am the least habitual, but I am. I have my routines, my non-negotiables. So now you've told me that I have to change. I'm not going to do it. I'm lazy. But if you think about this, ladies, okay, in terms of, this is the easiest. Gym stuff and workout stuff, fitness stuff is just the easiest because it's probably just so basic. But if you want to train for a marathon, right, you know what the end goal is going to look like. You are excited for running that marathon. Not me, yuck. But, or even for me, going to the gym and having a specific body that I want, body type, to feel healthy and at my best, right? My peak. When I start, and this is perfect for me, let me tell you guys, I travel a lot, like long-term international travel. So I have to reset myself after every time we come back. I start over. And so I know that when I start, that first week is going to be rough. The second week is going to be rough. The third week gets a little easier. fourth week gets literally, oh, then the kids are sick. I got to stop again. It's going to be, you know, it's mm-hmm. so it's starting over. Life is all about change. It's always happening. So just get on board with it. Okay. So if we can all first just face the facts that life is all about change, it's going to happen no matter what. Get on board. So it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but then by the time you get to where it's supposed to be, it's going to feel so good. You're going to think to yourself, how many times did we think this? Like this with my third baby, they have finally come out with the pee underwear and the period underwear. Mm-hmm, and especially yeah. because I had the C-section scar with this one. And it was like, oh, I'm going to tell everybody about these, right? I no longer have these huge, massive pads that I have to deal with. I have no longer have to, you know. Anyway, it's what like when those things happen in our lives that we find these things and it's like, where have you been all my life? And you're kicking yourself for not starting sooner.
Yeah, I agree. I think though, like I think giving up your habits is really hard, but mm-hmm. I also am a big believer it's only going to be as hard as you think it is. If yeah, you think mindset. It's going to be hard, it's going to be miserable. And at some point, it's like, how close do you want to keep like holding on to all of the reasons why you can't feel good?
Right.
It's like, and I have so many clients who are like, message me. And they're like, can you believe that, like, I'm drinking a mocktail right now and I'm thoroughly enjoying it and living my best life and it's the coolest thing ever? But if you would have, like, talked to me, like, a year ago, I would have been, no, she's kidnapped. That's not her.
Yeah.
But she made changes and she felt so good. And there's a very clear outlined step-by-step plan. She's like, I can do that. And I was 100% this person who was like, making mom friends in real life is really hard. And I don't have any mom friends in real life because blah, 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 blah. And I live too far away and I do mm-hmm. this. And I just kept holding on to all of these reasons right. why. And guess who has like coffee dates with moms this week? And guess who has play dates set up with moms next week? It's me. Like, who am I?
It's because you have people giving you permission to think a different way about it. Like me saying, Leah, get real, go to Target and meet people. And next time you see a cute mom at Target, be like, hi, you're so cute. Look at your outfit. You know, it's just like me talking to people in my community like that about getting out of your comfort zone. It's just like you telling these women all the time and enough times of you giving them permission to put themselves first. Enough times of me giving these women permission to put themselves first and help them realize that we have got to rewrite this narrative of this is selfish mm-hmm. to put my needs first. It is not. It is critical. Critical. My husband does not want to do this without me. I don't want him to do this without me. I have got to think about myself first. What about Kelly? Kelly, our lovely Kelly. She's got a special needs son that is now 16. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, Kelly, if you don't keep up on this, she is an athlete. She is working out. She's on 75 hard again right now. She's working out two times a day, but she's an athlete, but she has to be because this, as soon as she lets her body become what she can't, when where she can't manage, he's a 16-year-old man now, and she mm-hmm. has to do all the care for him. Yeah. I'm like, if you don't think about these things, your life changes dramatically. So, but we're stepping away a little bit. We're getting onto our soapbox because you and I have the exact same soapbox. And I think we want to get right back to first, like I said, listening to your intuition, checking in with yourself, figuring out what it is that your needs actually even are, right? And then doing the self-reflection on why is this something that's happening and getting curious about, does this happen to other people? Do you have people you can reach out to and say, do you have regular bowel movements? Like, do you feel weird asking people that? I do not, but some people do. And that's what podcasts are for. Like, get on these podcasts and listen to people say, you will not believe the shocking things this woman says. I'll tell you what, I just admitted on one of my last ones, a very, very, very embarrassing thing that happened to me with burnout. And I sound like the biggest idiot horrible mother in the whole world. But guess what? Maybe if I say it and share it, it will help other people realize, oh, check yourself because this stuff happens. And then three, yeah. You've got to advocate for yourself. You have to. You have to advocate for yourself. You have to be able to say. So I like to say in goal setting, you have to think first about what your values are. So before you create goals, you have to think about what your vision is. What are you even trying to get to? Like what life do you want? So for your audience, this would be, what is my health goals? What do I want to? Do I want to wake up for my period and not feel like I can't even get out of this bed and I can't help my husband, I can't help the kids, I can't do anything because I'm crippled with this pain or the headaches from it or whatever? I mean, you have to think, what is the goal here, and visualize how good it's going to feel when this isn't happening to you, right? And so when I say that, you have to come up with your values, right? So in goal setting, you have to have values, because if you're a family person, you obviously cannot set goals to be out training for a marathon like 4 hours a day. You cannot be out going bar hopping, I don't know, whatever, right? If your value is family, which everybody in my community is, I'm willing to bet a lot of the women in your community, their value is family. So if my number one value is family, and I'm constantly taking care of my kids and advocating for my kids and my husband and advocating for him and telling him, you've got to go to the dentist, you've got to go get checkups, you've got to go to the doctor, you've got to go get your heart monitor put on once a year, you've got it right. I am advocating for them constantly. Well, how many people are in my family? I'm in my family. Hello. So if I say that my value is my family, but yet I'm continuously ignoring my own needs, you're yeah. a liar. You're not putting your family first. I am part of my family. So the fact that we think that being that self-care, self-love, thinking about our needs is selfish is just mm-hmm. What's the word when it's so outdated? Outdated. We'll just say that. I'm not going to get fancy yeah. on you. So there you go. So those are your three steps in first identifying. And we'll riff, but then I've got your three tips on how to then communicate your needs.
Oh, well, these are going to be good. I want to set what does my friend call this? What does she call it? Possibility, belief in possibility. Because sometimes I think we're so caught up in this, we just don't even realize that there's a way out on the other side. And so I don't have a daughter. I have two boys who probably know more about periods than they
Their wives are going to be so happy. They're going to be so blessed.
I don't even talk to my brothers that much about this. I'm like, you don't have to follow me on social media. Like, don't feel like that's necessary since we're family. But you know, I get messages from my brothers and they're like, my girlfriend is like knocked out on her period right now. Can you help her? I'm glad that you realize that this isn't normal. But where I was going with this is, think about this in terms of your daughter. Because I cannot tell you the amount of moms that I have go through this program, and it like makes me cry happy tears, literally, yeah. of their daughter learning how to plate their food and just mm-hmm. get enough protein. You know, I have like these little 4-year-olds like, Mom, you didn't give me any protein on my plate, or where's my fat? Or Mom, when do I get to seed cycle? Or when do I get to do like the food that you do for the different phases of your cycle? Because that's cool. That's part of being a woman versus like being told the narrative. Periods are horrible. Hormones right. suck. I cannot tell you the amount of times I hear people say like, my hormones suck. I'm like, no, they do not. Imbalanced hormones suck. But yeah. you can have balanced hormones. And I just, that is what you're passing on to your daughters. And would you ever tell your daughter like, suck it up, buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. You'd be like, no. I love it when I have the moms like, my daughter just got her period and it's irregular and it's really painful. Like, how can we help her? It's like, yes, right. that's how we should be treating our bodies. You know, mm-hmm. like we would never treat our kids that way.
We're breaking the cycle. Hard. And we're coming off of March, which is Women in History Month, which is huge for this, if you remember, that we talk about these things. And what story are you telling? And what legacy are you leaving, right? Because if you are willing to break the cycle, and I'm not saying it's negative, but it's generational. Our mothers had like literal rags they had to tear. Like, obviously, if we can come forward in modern, you know, modernizing this from that, like I said, I now have underwear that I can put on that's pee pants, period underwear, and it feels amazing. Like, I wore those things for the longest time. My husband's like, can we ditch these yet? I'm like, oh.
Like, they're no. So comfortable.
They're so comfortable. He's like, okay, the baby's like 8 months old. Can we? No. But so like, really, if you think about it, back then they were tearing rags for this kind of thing and just suffering through it, right? The next generation wasn't. It was evolving. It was evolving. It was evolving. So just like that, the generational cycles are being broken. And we are increasing our knowledge. We are increasing. It's all about being educated and not just burying our head in the sand. And I love that you compared it to, would you pass this on to your daughter? No, we're constantly looking for better for our kids, for the next generation. So women in history, it's not just what is the story you're telling, because you are telling your daughter a story for how she needs to grow up as a woman and to advocate for herself. Otherwise, what's she going to get in a marriage and not feel comfortable talking to her husband about her needs? She's not going to feel, she's going to end up in a narcissistic cycle where she just waits on her husband, or, you know, you would never want that. I mean, obviously that's dramatic, but you would never want that. You would want her to have a beautiful, open, communicative relationship with her spouse. So why don't you model that first and show her how to do that, or show your sons how to do that with, so that they do that with their wives, and it breaks another generational cycle of non-communications, right?
Yeah.
And so also this,
give, oh, sorry, I'm going to interrupt
no,
you
good.
Really
go
quick.
Ahead.
Give the people in your life a little bit more credit. Like, a lot Boom. Of times they're like, oh, they're not going to get it. Oh, they're not going to understand. Well, did you try? So that goes, how do we try, Gina?
It like, goes
how
back.
Do we communicate it?
It goes back to the speaking the language of men, really. If this, in this case, you are trying to communicate to your husband about needs, like, okay, so this is funny. I went to my husband when I was starting this community, and we were not in this space of coaching. And especially I'm breaking new ground, and I'm a pioneer in that I'm trying to have this space for stay-at-home moms, right? Women who notoriously don't feel like they are worth educating further education, right? Once you're out of school, yeah. That's it. It's like, what? You were never taught how to be a wife. You were never taught how to be a mother. This is just something you all of a sudden think you're supposed to know. Like, what? I barely was a woman before all of a sudden I'm a wife. What does that mean? Well, the only things I have to go off is what I'm looking around at, right? So why do we stop our education there? So this is what I'm talking about. So yeah, these kind of things are uncomfortable because we haven't been taught, we haven't been conditioned, but now it's a new era. We are all in this new era. And I'm not saying like, go women power. I'm not like, you know, I'm talking about for yourself. This is my me era. This is me living my best life. And what that looks like is it's going to be everybody living their best lives with me because I am. So tips for how communicating your needs. So again, like men are very, they have their needs, da 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 da. So they don't understand that unless I communicate, how can anybody possibly know that I need something different? Because he has his beliefs. So when I, back to where I was saying, when I started this community, we weren't in this space. And so he's was like helping me troubleshoot things. And he's like, yeah, honestly, if you would have, he's like, I like to think if you would have come to me with like a PowerPoint presentation, you know what I mean? Like, he's an entrepreneur. So if I would have come to him saying, here's the benefits, here's the testimonials, and here's the cost, he's going to say, okay, I can see how this is more beneficial than just you, say, getting a library card and checking out books to read, because mm-hmm. we read in our community, right? Or this is better than you just going to a mommy and me play date, or, right? These are different conversations. These are deeper, not just your kids are cute, whatever. What outfit are they wearing? Who's on The Bachelor? Okay. So he says, I would like to think that if you had given me that information, I would have said, yes, I agree. This is worth it. This is worth taking this amount of money from our budget and putting it towards you because it is valuable. It has value. It's not just throwing money away at Target. It's mm-hmm. not just getting a new pair of jeans. Yeah, you might have to eliminate some of those because budget is a big thing in marriage and you have to be able to communicate that. And it's sometimes your job as a wife, a homemaker, to manage the budget, right? So yeah, you might have to say, guess what? I'm going to get more strategic about grocery shopping so that I can prioritize some supplements that I need. Great. But here's so with communicating needs, first, I told you, you have got to know the problem. You have to be able to communicate the problem first. Otherwise, it's going to get lost in translation. It has to be crystal clear. You have to be able to basically explain this to a five-year-old and they will understand it. I'm not saying your husband can't understand it, but that's just kind of like trying to have someone understand you that is like an apple and an orange. You have to make it crystal clear. So speak mm-hmm. your truth with confidence. You have to believe that you are worth these treatments. Like you have to believe that you are worth getting money put into you for these things. Like, you know what I mean? You have to believe that your value is more than just a maid, a cook, a chauffeur. Like you have value as a human being. You have value as a woman. You have value. So you have to believe this and you deserve all the same love and care that everyone that you take care of gets, right? Two, use I statements for clarity. Make your thoughts crystal clear. Like I said, even use 3x5 cards before you go into this conversation. Oh, preface, sorry. You have got to set a time when this is a thing that you can sit down together and have a conversation. Not in the middle of he just comes home from work and he needs to decompress. Like everyone needs that time to say, hey, babe, listen, is there a time this week that we could sit and have a little conversation? Like no TVs, no phones, nothing. Just you and I just having a little heart to heart and everybody comes ready for that. Okay. So sorry, I forgot to say that. That's so come together at that time. And then use your 3x5 cards to help keep you on track of what you found. Show him you're sitting in the suck list of what is happening throughout the day, because boys, they don't understand not being regular. They poop all the time. Like they don't even understand
for like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They take all the time in the world. Let's just think about that for a minute. Why they get to have 45 minutes in the bathroom and we can't even like, anyway, so you have to explain using words like I feel, and I would appreciate like I statements, right? And then practice active listening and encourage an open dialogue about it. Just, you know, don't be defensive. Don't allow anything that they come back with as questions because they are legitimately have no idea what you're talking about and this is new to them. And don't immediately be like, oh, you don't even get it. You just, right? You cannot go on the defense. You have to have like active listening and encourage open dialogue. This has to be a safe space. And if it does get mm-hmm. heated or if something comes up about budget, because money is sometimes a weird thing, people have their own money mindset, put a pin in it and pause and write even down on one of the cards and say, I will come back in 10 minutes ready to talk about this again. And let him know that he can do that. He has a card also that says, I need a 10-minute break and I will come mm-hmm. back and we will revisit this. But this is breaking another generational cycle. If you haven't been taught that this is how you should be communicating with your partner, then this is so uncomfortable. This is super uncomfortable. But it's in those uncomfortable moments that we find growth. And I tell you what, this is one of those things that we were talking about where you get on the other side and it's like, oh, why wasn't I telling my husband everything that I thought before? Because now I am and it feels amazing. you know, and he's not just getting defensive. He's not just getting like mad. It's that he knows that I'm coming at him not as a nag, but as I really feel this way.
Yeah. I have so much of a download that I need to bring in here really quick because
get it.
I just see these, I see this all the time with my women in so many different scenarios, you know? And one of our ladies in the hormone reset program said when she first entered, she's like, I was putting together this whole case of why I needed this program to my husband. She has been listening to the podcast for so long. So this was not something new that she's been percolating. She's like, I, you know, felt like I needed all my pros, all my cons. And she goes, I just was started off with, I need help. And she's like, I didn't even have to give him my presentation. He was like signing me up before I finished. And I think we don't give them enough credit to actually, like, they care about us.
Yeah.
And this can be anything. This can be anything. Like, it doesn't, I'm saying, like, maybe you really want to get your hair done and you feel like that maybe is a frivolous expense. Is it? I don't know. Like, do you, are you happier? Do you show up more confident? Do you, like, go out on more dates? Like, I don't know. Like, and the fact that you said, you have to truly feel that you are worth it. You also have to truly believe that you can get to the other side. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because money mindset is so different for every person.
Oh, yeah.
And we tend to put our beliefs around money onto people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I, for example, I see people spend thousands of dollars on a Taylor Swift ticket. And I'm like, I would never do that. Right. I think that is an insane expense. But like, I'll spend thousands of dollars to be in the same space of somebody else that I think I can learn from.
Yeah.
And maybe people think that's crazy. So it's like, just depends on which area. And so money is, this is going to be hard, I think, maybe to swallow. Money is never an issue. It isn't. Because if you want something bad enough, you figure it out.
Oh, absolutely.
You figure it out. And the reason why I say that is when I started my business back in a long time ago, back when Landon was a little baby, like 3 months old, like I started my business. My husband was in grad school. My husband was in a doctorate program. My husband was working night shifts at FedEx 2 nights a week because he was in a doctorate program. We have a 3-month-old baby, and I was our primary breadwinner at this point because I was a music director. And I had started this business. I'm like, yes. I had been on my heart for a really long time to like help women. And that is when I first came across my coach when I was starting this. And I'm actually going to talk about numbers here because like I really think that like sometimes we need cold
hard. Yeah, you got to hear it. Lay it down.
Terrifying. So I wanted to work with her. I had no idea what her pricing was. And the reason why I wanted to work with her is I had been talking to her for months and she like got my vision. She got what I wanted to be able to help women with and she believed in me. And I had gone through some of her free trainings. I got on a call with her. We talked through like where I would like to be. Now, I think I'd made a couple $100s in my business, maybe $1,000, maybe $1,000, like maybe. And I like the imagining making more than $1,000 was like, wow, that's insane. And so I talked to her. I shared what I wanted to do. She shared how she could help me. Coaching was $10,000. And you could probably see the light like dim in my eyes. And
oh, your face probably went immediately white.
Yep. And it's like my stomach sank. And the reason why, you know what I was most scared about? I wasn't paying that money. It was telling my husband.
Well, and it having to feel like you deserve this. You have to make your claim that this is something you deserve. Because would your husband think twice about, no, my husband tells me things that he's spending money on, not because he is going to not do it if I say no. He just tells me as a courtesy. But he would never, he comes home and says, hey, if this doesn't go right, we got to put $20,000 into the business. Hey, if this if this doesn't work out, or if these guys don't get these checks, we have to put $50,000 into the business. Like, he doesn't, he doesn't expect me to ever be like, that's not happening, right? Because I trust him. Yeah. So why is the, on the other side of that? Because there are husbands like that though. And so I think that this is where the conditioning of breaking these generational cycles and having open dialogue and communication, it's not going to be easy. If this is something that you haven't done, the first one may not be good. It may not be.
Yeah.
Feelings might get hurt. But then
you also
come back,
feel like you're going to throw up.
Right. And then come back around and try again. But you're right. Money mindset is, here's the thing. With all of that and you talking about a coach, because I just had one too that she gave me her price and I was like, eek! I put it in terms of my family of five can travel internationally for 1 month for $10,000. So when anybody says words to me, like,
that's how you think
and I'm
about
like,
it.
No, I'd rather be in France for a month. You know what I mean? So it is, it's different, but where was I going with that?
Husbands. Well, see, in terms of it being hard the first time, I thought I was going to throw up. Mm-hmm. Like I literally was, I was going to tell her no, not because I didn't want it, but because I was too scared
to
ask my husband about it. Like I was like, let's just avoid the conversation and be like, sorry, I just can't do it. But this is how I was thinking about it. I'm like, I can keep putzing along.
Or you can have the cheat codes.
Yes. Or I can like have somebody be like, this is how it works. This is how it works, and get there so much faster. And I remember like distinctly, we were on a walk and I'm like, okay, I got to do this. Got to talk to him. And I brought it up. It was like super slowly. And I thought I was going to throw up, and he didn't. He didn't like say no. He didn't say yes. He just listened. He didn't really say anything. He's like, well, why do you want to do this? And like, how? Like literally, physically, how are we going to do this? Right. Remember, like music Logics. Director, doctorate school, little baby, like, you know, and living in a tiny, tiny apartment. And so we talked about it, and I talked to my coach back and forth, and we were able to work out a payment plan that I was like, okay, we can make this work with a payment plan this way. And so I really thought I was going to throw up, but I jumped in and I was like, I am coachable, because like, I want to get here and I probably can. And my husband even said that. He's like, it's not that I doubt that you're going to make this money back. It's just kind of like the time frame. How fast is it going to take for this money to return back? And I think sometimes we think about that too in our other aspects. And now this past time, like we have obviously talked about these things multiple times. My husband was the one that was like, you know what? I think you need a coach for this. He's like, go find somebody.
I'm sick of hearing you complain about it. Can you please go get a coach so that we can get over this block?
He's like, we can fix this. And I bring up those exact numbers because like different phases of your life, money means different things.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Like there was a time when $300 to me was like, what? I cannot. And it just depends on where you put those priorities, because I wouldn't want to spend that $300 on XYZ, but like I had a horse. Horses are not cheap. So it's like, it's just, that's where my priority was. And that's where our priorities are too. So it's kind of just rearranging where you need. And I still have these conversations like, hey, I want to take jumping lessons, or hey, I want to have a regular massage because like that helps me in XYZ fashion. Or my husband and I, like, you need to be on a golf league. You need to write, like, we have that conversation on the flip side for him.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what do you need to show up here? Okay, you need to go golfing once a week. Knock yourself out. You know,
my husband just barely came to me. It's so funny that he has barely come to me, because I will say I have a marriage that has always been, and it's funny because I've worked, like I've had jobs. I was an emergency dispatcher for 6 years. And then when I quit that and I was going to have two kids, I cleaned, managed, remodeled all eight. We got to the point where we had eight vacation rentals, and I did all that with all my kids in tow, right? So I've always worked, but my value has never been quantified financially, even though, hello, we all hear it. I was making money by cleaning all these condos so that we weren't having to pay someone else. That was profiting. I was never getting a paycheck for this. And so for him, being his money mindset and how he was raised and whatever, because I wasn't quantifying my value financially, I was not as valuable as him. So it is, that sounds awful, but it's not. That's just how he was raised. That's how he believes. And so it has been me advocating for myself. I mean, I tell you what, it's a good thing I am as confident as I am. And I'm telling you guys, this is why you have to have the confidence. You have to be your first person that will advocate for yourself and stand up for yourself and be confident and know that you deserve these things, because you might have to advocate for yourself to this extent. And it finally came down to, like, we've had so many fights about, he goes on hunts and he goes and does these things. And he's like, you go ahead and go on a girl's trip. You just have to figure out how to get the money for it. And I'm like, no, this family money is our money. Are you out of your mind? Let's figure out what a maid would cost us, what a chauffeur would cost us, what a cook would cost us. Let's figure these things out. We made an agreement when we got married that I would be a stay-at-home mom, and I love that. But you cannot now say that I don't bring value to this family, because, so, I mean, we have gone through the ringer with this one. This has been a cross for us to bear. And finally, he came to me 18 years later. He came to me and he says, how much money? Because I'm like, I don't have money in my checking account. I had to speak in words he would understand. He has to have a certain set of money in our accounts that so he feels safe, right? He has those numbers. And I said, if you look in my checking account, that's my mad money, my play money, it's like $100. It's like $200. What can I even do with that? And how else can I make money? How else? I don't have a way to do this, right? Anyway, so he comes to me and he says he's starting this new thing, and he's starting to hunt a lot more. So he's going to be away a lot more. Last year it was this amount of, this year it's going to be even more, whatever. And he says, how much money would it take, like literally bribing me for you to never complain that I'm going hunting? How much money in your account would make you feel good about the fact that you could go get your hair done, you could go to a movie, you could go on a girl's trip, you could go shopping? How much money? And I came up with a number, and he came up with the number. You know what I mean? And that's a number. And so for him, I had to speak like a man. It took a long time, but it finally came down to having the communicating where we can work together. You know what I mean? Well, I was going to say when you said, we got to wrap this up, I got to go get my baby. But I was going to say, when you said you will find the money, there's a statistic on that I think is so interesting on this whole conversation about, and I don't have my numbers right here, but basically if you go to the doctor and you have a problem and the doctor says, here's the pill that will absolutely fix this problem. All you have to do is take the pill. It will fix it. 100% you will be cured, right? 20% of people will take the pill. 20%, okay? If you have something wrong with your dog and you go to the vet and the vet says you have to give your dog this medicine, 100% of the people will do it. 100. Do you know how hard it is to give a dog a pill? Do you know how easy it is for me to take a pill? 100% of people will figure out the way. So that's the same as like people always come to these kind of communities or whatever, and they say, I don't have the money for that. And just like you're saying, you do. You figure it out. You figure out your priorities. Just like what I said with, okay, you may have to get creative with your budget for groceries. You have to. I have lots of podcasts on these kinds of things. Run your home like a CEO. How would a CEO be going to the grocery store? Once a month, even once a week, they would not be going in the store. When I can order something and pick it up and have it put in my car and zip, bam, boom on my way, that's being a CEO of your life. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you find these things, but it's where your priorities lie. So if your child all of a sudden got a toothache, mm-hmm. where's that money come from? If mm-hmm. you all of a sudden your regular scheduled pregnancy that would be a $5,000 cost is an emergency C-section is now $25,000, where does that money come from? You find it. You figure it out. These things happen. Mm-hmm. Life happens. So it's all about prioritizing what is important to you and what your needs are and getting in there and get her done. Yeah.
And priorities are different for everybody.
Yeah.
Like they are. And that's why we go back to the beginning where Gina was like, make your list.
Yes. Because you've got your happiness
you
side
need to figure out,
and you're sitting in the suck side.
Yeah. Your priorities need to be aligned with you. They don't need to be mine. They don't need to be Gina's. They don't need to be Sally Sue down the road. Mm-hmm. Your family life may look completely different than mine, and that's okay.
Yep.
It's okay.
Amen.
Well, I'll put all the show leaks for people to find you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to be back. It was good talking to you. I miss you.
Thank you.
Come hang out. Come hang out more, will ya?
I know. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.